Mona Lisa, men have named you.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, August 21st, 2018. 7 years ago, NPR's All Things Considered ran a feature on an art theft which occurred in Paris on August 21st, 1911, 107 years ago this very day. Here's the gist of the story. If you were standing outside the Louvre in Paris on the morning of August 21st, 1911, you might have noticed three men hurrying out of the museum. They would have been pretty conspicuous on a quiet Monday morning, because Sunday night was a big social night in Paris and a lot of people were hungover on Monday morning. The three Italian handymen were not hungover, but they might have been a little tired, because they had just spent the night in an art supply closet. And on that morning, with the Louvre still closed, they slipped out of the closet and hustled off to the railroad station where they boarded an express train out of the city. They had just stolen the Mona Lisa. Before its theft, the Mona Lisa was not widely known outside the art world. Leonardo da Vinci painted it in 1507, but it wasn't until the 1860s that critics began to hail it as a masterpiece. In 1911, the Mona Lisa wasn't even the most famous painting in its gallery, let alone the entire museum, and it was 28 hours before anyone noticed that it was even missing. After the Louvre announced the theft, newspapers all over the world ran headlines about it, making it famous overnight. 60 detectives seek stolen Mona Lisa. French public indignant, the New York Times declared. The heist had become something of a national scandal. And who was to blame? Because American millionaires were buying up many of the best paintings in France, suspicions fell on tycoon J.P. Morgan as the mastermind behind the theft. Pablo Picasso was considered a suspect and was even questioned. And as tensions were escalating between France and Germany ahead of World War I, there were people who thought the Kaiser was behind it. After a week-long shutdown, the museum reopened to mobs of people, Franz Kafka among them, all rushing to see the empty spot that had become a mark of shame for Parisians. Vincenzo Perugia, the lead thief, had hoped to sell the painting, but the heist had received so much attention that the Mona Lisa had become too hot to hawk. So Perugia stashed it in the false bottom of his trunk in his Paris boarding house. 28 months later, he finally made a pass at selling it to an art dealer in Florence, but the dealer was suspicious. He had the head of an Italian art gallery come and take a look at the painting. A stamp on the back confirmed its authenticity. The dealer diverted Perugia long enough to alert the police, and he was arrested a half an hour later. And so, with much fanfare, the painting was returned to the Louvre. Perugia pleaded guilty to stealing it and was sentenced to just 8 months in prison. But a few days after the trial, World War I broke out, and suddenly the drama of an art theft was off the front page and had become a very small story indeed. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 21st, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.